This question just is in relation to the delivery of the National Development Plan 2021 to 2030, and particularly in relation to projects in County Donegal, as to what projects are there, how the delivery is going, and how it will be achieved. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Deputy. As Minister for Public Expenditure, I'm responsible for assessing the overall capital allocations across departments and for monitoring public and monthly expenditure at the departmental level. The responsibility for the management and the delivery of individual investment projects within the allocations agreed under the NDP rests with individual departments. Expenditure is allocated and monitored on a departmental basis, not a geographical basis. You're aware of the overall €165 billion that we're allocating over the lifetime of the plan. In 2024, it will be over €13 billion. We aim to deliver full, to maximise transparency regarding how that money is spent through a public capital investment tracker, through a map that allows us to see projects that are being delivered, and through regular updates of both. We've also published regional reports in relation to Project Ireland 2020-2040 in the three regional assembly areas, and we did that for all of the years between 2018 and 2020. Just to highlight a few of the projects that are underway in Donegal, given the fact that you did mention to me. You'll be aware of what they are anyway, Deputy, but still, the Ocean Innovation Centre Ireland, the N56 Dunglow to Glenties Road project, the number of residential care facilities that are being completed, upgraded or built, from the Letterkenny Community Nursing Unit to St Joseph's in Stranraer, social housing projects from Covent Road, Cardona, to other projects delivering over 100,000 units in 2023, the Killybegs Town Regeneration Project, important educational projects as well, and then around 200 kilometres of greenways, which will be delivered by 2031, including the Inishowen to Buncrana Greenway, which I hope will be a great amenity for the communities that it will support.
Thank you, Minister. And those, all those projects are welcome and badly wanted as well. You know, but in relation to the update report on the Project Ireland 2040 annual report 2022, Donegal didn't receive a mention at all in terms of progress and how things are going. And I think that's worrying in terms of the delivery of these projects. And in the 2022 regional report, there was only three mentions in total of Donegal projects in relation to it. And then when you look through the actual report, the projects that are in there, while there is those projects that you mentioned, there's also then as well the Donegal Group B sewage schemes, wastewater treatment plants, which was actually completed in 2018. But it's included in this as a the development report for the 2020-2040 capital programme. And then you also have other projects in as well that are in there, like the hospital flooding in Letterkenny, which actually happened in 2013. And it's included, projects are included there as well too. So that's a worrying development, I think. And while those projects need to be developed, we need to make sure that the projects are actually relevant to the time and actually in operation at the time and not actually completed that are being included in the project. And I think as well, I would just wonder if I could ask as well, just in relation to the... Now that the Assembly is up and running in the north again, and the project, the A5, and what the actual development of that and how that will be moved along as well. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Deputy. Look, I take on board the point that you made there, given the number of projects that are underway in Donegal. It does appear that the county should get a bit more reference in the publication that you've referred to. As you always know, the minute you start naming one county, you then pose difficulties regarding other counties that are not mentioned. And it's very difficult to please everybody all the time in the drafting of reports. And I imagine that's the reason why care is taken in the reference of individual counties. But I hope from the answer that I've given you there that it's evidence of the number of projects that are underway that are being funded by the National Development Plan in the various communities that you represent. In relation to the A5, the government continues to remain committed to the development of that project. And I know in very general terms, the government will be considering shortly proposals that we can make that will support the really, really positive news regarding the reconstitution of the Good Friday institutions. and we'll be looking at how we can continue to support the development of an all-Ireland economy to the particular benefit of the communities that you've just referenced. And I expect there'll be further progress on that soon.
And just thanks for that response, Minister. And just as well as that too, you did reference the N56 and the Dunlow to Glenteith section of the N56, but there is also a very important section from Charles to Killybegs in terms of the development of the port of Killybegs in terms of renewable energy and future developments there, and that section would be important. And I'm just wondering, that's not actually included in the plan at the moment, and I'm wondering when the review will take place, that maybe the projects could be added to as well, if it's possible. Thanks.
I'm familiar with the Dunlow to Glenteith Road and can really imagine the benefit that will be brought to commuters and communities when that project is delivered. I'll have to follow up with Minister Ryan in relation to the further extension that you've referred to. I know the benefit that a change like that would bring to Killybegs and can see how it would be consistent with the further development of the port. But I should emphasise that decisions in relation to the funding of individual projects are a matter for individual ministers. But I'll follow up with Minister Ryan and see if I can share any information with you on that.